Welcome to A Stride Above Podcast, where our commitment to excellence in equine health and athletic performance unites us. Join your host, Dr. Alberto Rolon, as we trot through the essential topics that matter most to you and your equine family members. With over 15 years of experience in equine sports medicine and rehabilitation, Dr. Rolon is dedicated to navigating you through the latest innovations and essential insights in horse health. Together, we'll ensure that you and your horses always remain a stride above the rest.
Welcome to another episode of A Stride Above. Today, we are going to continue our conversation of OCD. This is our third episode. On the first episode, we talk about a little bit about how the disease happens. On the second episode, we talk about the pathology of OCD on the stifle. And remember, you can always visit www.equinearthritis.info. www.equinearthritis.info, so you learn more about these processes that we're talking about, and you can always reference back. Today, we're going to talk about the hawk. And hawk OCD is very common. Stifle OCD is very common. If you're a horse owner, there's a high chance that you have heard about hawk OCD, right? Or stifle OCD, or even fetlock OCD. But there is a very particular scenario with hawk OCD that makes it tricky and sometimes dangerous, because historically we have known that if there's an OCD in the stifle, we want to remove that. And in a previous episode, I told you why and why do we actually do surgery on the stifle, right? Some of them we don't do surgery, but why we try to do surgery on most of them. Now, on the hawk, it's a very, very similar scenario, but there's some of them that might never bother the horse. For example, if you hear the term OCD on the distal intermediate reach of the tibia, there are plenty of horses out there that these OCDs do not cause lameness. However, why we recommend removing them? Because if it dislodges and it becomes what some people call a joint mouse, joint mouse, literally, is in the joint going around and causing damage, it's very, very destructive, very destructive. There are some smaller ones on other areas, like the lateral trochlear ridge, for example, that would never bother the horse, and I have never sent a horse with a small OCD on certain position in that area to go to surgery. So why do we talk about it? Well, we talk about it because we have to know exactly where it is. And some people don't like to buy horses that have these particular fragments or OCD. So they go to surgery, the surgeon removes it, cleans up the joint, it looks perfect, and the horse can be sold very nicely without any problems. Now, there are other areas like the medial trochlear ridge. There's a particular OCD on what we call the medial trochlear ridge. I never bother. Never bother at all. Then we have other areas. And I'm boring you with all these names, but I know that you as a horse owner have probably done a lot of homework on it. And if not, go to our page, www.equinearthritis.info, and check everything that I'm telling you about. So we have the lateral malleolus, the medial malleolus, and all these areas of the hawk that might or might not need surgery. The best way to know if the hawk of your horse needs surgery, if you have an OCD, is flat out by taking radiograph, evaluating the clinical signs, and talking to a surgeon. One of the things that I have been doing lately, which have been very useful, is to actually ultrasound it. Because if I ultrasound, I can see the cartilage surface, right? This cartilage surface on the joint, and it can tell me if there is a break in that surface. And if there is a break, most certainly, I will recommend surgery on this horse. If there's not a break and the OCD looks very tight and the owner has some price concern, I might hand tight. I might not send this horse for surgery. Let's say you send a horse for OCD and it's too late. That's a problem. Now this horse has had a joint mouse eating away on the cartilage, causing arthritis. And when the surgeon gets there, tells you there's a lot of cartilage damage. And you're like, you know, I wish I have removed this OCD many, many months ago. And that's one of the reasons that many surgeons like to remove the hawk's OCDs right away. And it is a good reason. No argument against it. So if you have a horse that has a hog OCD, I highly recommend have the surgeon look at him. If you want my opinion, send it to me. We do offer that service. We take a look for you. We send you back a report and a surgeon recommendation. Remember, take a look at www.equinearthritis.info so you have a better understanding of what all these terms mean, what OCD means, arthritis, and many other findings that you will see in a radiograph report from any pre-purchase. You have a great day. Welcome to another episode of A Stride Above.